No, indeed, as we know that Jesse Buckley is going from strength to strength, winning awards almost every weekend in the award schedule. The latest was the formerly known Screen Actors Guild Award, the Actor Award, which went to her on Sunday night. All looking ahead now to the Oscars in a couple of weekends' time, something we're celebrating here in Radio Kerry. We have a brilliant prize for you, and it's all about your creativity in how you wish our own Jesse Buckley good luck for the Oscars. With me in our studio to talk about this in more detail, we have Fiona Stack, CEO of Radio Kerry. We also have Governor Burke, Territory Manager of Bishopstown Campus, Cork Education and Training Board, with us on the line. Fiona, starting with you, can you tell me about what's being done here and what we're looking for people to do and how we're teaming up with our educational partners?
That's right, Gerry. I suppose, first of all, here in Radio Kerry, we're always proud of all things Kerry. So we had a lovely lift in January with three Kerry teams in all Ireland, and with the Young Scientist win and with Jesse already winning awards. So we're conscious that there is a lot of doom and gloom in the world at the moment, a lot that can overwhelm people. So when a Kerry team is in an All-Ireland, we tend to do a lot of work in the run-up to it to capture that pride and let the team know that, I suppose, people in Kerry have their back and are rooting for them. So this is on a global scale. So we want to do the same. We wanted to just get people in Kerry behind Jesse Buckley and her family, just let them know that we're wishing her every success, that people in Kerry are proud of her. So we're going to do a Jesse Buckley weekend, the weekend of St. Patrick's weekend, which is also the weekend of the Oscars. So we'll be talking to people who know Jesse, we'll be getting people to wish her well. So I was at an event in the Rose Hotel in Tralee, which there were stakeholders also from the MTU and Kerry College and Kerry ETB and Cork, and Gobnut was there. So there are lots of creative courses in Kerry going on in various institutions, but also we just know people in the southwest of Ireland are very creative. So we decided if people want to send Jesse good luck wishes, we're more than happy to pass them on, and we'll be doing that. But together with the National Tertiary Office and our partners in the MTU and Kerry College, we're going to offer a €1,000 prize for the best and most creative good luck wishes to Jesse Buckley. And it can be an audio, a video, a banner somewhere on Karen Tool or somewhere else, a TikTok, some sand art in Ballybunion, whatever people want to do. So it can be a school, it can be a men's shed, it can be a community group, it can be a business doing a shop window or stuff like that. So let's get everybody in Kerry behind this as much as we can, and Radio Kerry is more than happy to be the platform to share all those good luck wishes.
Yeah, brilliant. Governess, can you talk to me a bit about this idea and your involvement in it and the National Tertiary Office as well, and MTU and Kerry College all coming on board?
Yeah. Absolutely. So I'm one of the tertiary managers. Kathy, my colleague, works with me, and we work in the Cork Kerry region. So our job is to create pathways for students from further education to higher education. And we are absolutely delighted to be working with our colleagues in Kerry College and also MTU Kerry Campus, as well as Cork, of course, but on this occasion. And we have already a tertiary programme going from Kerry in the area of animation, visual effects and motion design. So the students start and do 2 years in further education and then go on to higher education. So we were having, I suppose, an event in the Rose Hotel there in Tralee, bringing together stakeholders to look at how we move forward in the whole creative space. As Kerry, as Fiona said, Kerry is a very creative location. And we were delighted to be able to come on board and give some financial support through the National Tertiary Office, working with our colleagues in Kerry College and MTU, to give people the opportunity on such an amazing occasion and to really put our good wishes to Jesse on this amazing journey she's been on, and wishing her every success on March 15th.
Yeah, and that's the important thing. That's to get the creativity of people involved, to show like there are courses there, there are avenues there for people to be creative using their skills that they learn, whether it's audiovisual, poetry, you know, so use of social media or the physical world.
Absolutely, and I suppose it's fantastic to see such an array of courses, both at starting with the level 5 and that in Kerry College, be that in Mona Valley or any of the other locations. And then also, I suppose, the fact that there is a wonderful partnership which is only beginning. There's a new dean in MTU in that whole creative space, Alistair Payne, and he is very anxious to develop that whole area in Kerry of creativity across all disciplines. So, you know, it's an area of growth, and it's going to be very, very exciting to see what happens next.
Yeah, yeah. Who's exciting? So, Fiona, people can get involved, as you said. It could be audio, a video, a song, a banner, sand art, pictures, TikTok, whatever it is. But now's the time to get doing it.
That's right. It can be anything at all. We want people to be as creative as they can. We are hoping that schools might get involved. As we say, community groups, ICA groups, men's sheds, any kind of a voluntary group. The prize is €1,000, 500 contributed by Radio Kerry and 500 by the National Tertiary Office with the MTU and Kerry College. So it's a nice prize. It's worth making the effort, we hope. And we just want to have some positivity. Some, you know, people can, it can be voice notes, it can be video, it can be animation. And we also have our own course here in Connect with Kerry College on journalism, podcasting and radio. So we'll be getting the students to help support it. So first and foremost, we want it to be good radio over that weekend with various angles on it. But we want to share, be it on our social media, be it on air, other people's good wishes. Because like, this doesn't happen, may not happen again. Well, hopefully it will. She's showing such success herself and stuff like that. But these moments only happen maybe once in a lifetime, so we want to mark them, and we want to get people in Kerry to help us mark it. So all people need to do is to just let us know. We've set up a special email, jessie@radiokerry.ie. Send us details of what you're doing by midday on March 11th, because we want to be able to pick a winner in time, and then together with Gubnet and her colleagues we will pick a winner for the €1,000. So open to anything.
Brilliant, great stuff. Jessie@radiokerry.ie. My thanks to Fiona and to Gubnet.